From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The upcoming May 22nd primary, early voting is already underway. In studio with me is the 2nd District candidate for 2nd Congressional District candidate, Jonathan Dunkley, one of four. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
So voters, it seems no matter what poll you consult, the top factor is always the economy. It's a pretty broad subject, so that's what we're going to focus in on today. First off, I want to know what your understanding or assessment is of the 2nd District's economy, where it's some of its weaknesses, strengths. Where do you see its potential as an economic factor in the state?
Great question. Again, glad to be here with you, KUAR and Jacob. Fantastic opportunity to speak to the voters and you all. And the way we see this district and the economy particularly is a great mix of rural and urban opportunities. So we have our farmland where you can drive just 30, 45 minutes outside Little Rock and it looks like a completely different district, right? But then you've got the economic and governmental hub right here, the state's capital. And so there's tremendous opportunity to continue to recruit other major corporate leaders to this community. But I also, as I've articulated on the campaign trail numerous times, there's an opportunity for cannabis. You know, medicinal cannabis has been voted for in this state. It's been passed by the voters, and I think the state legislature has an opportunity to figure out how to look at some other models and get a model in place where there is a tremendous amount of capital to be earned right here in this district. So I see the farmers in the rural part of the second growing the product and then getting it into the more urban area here in Little Rock and distributing all throughout the district the medicine that people have already asked for while making money.
One aspect, of course, in the economy is taxes, whether that be for individuals, companies, all sorts of special exemption, all that kind of stuff. One thing that's easy to focus on, something that the incumbent Republican French Hill supported, or the tax cuts, so-called Trump tax cuts that were passed that lowered lots of taxes primarily for higher income earners and corporations. Is there anything you would change about that tax cut or any special tax regulations you think you would want to try to get passed in Congress?
So obviously the indefinite nature of those tax cuts for corporate leaders is unheard of. We have to address that. Not to mention at the same time, the folks out here working and sometimes two and three jobs are getting taxed at a high rate, especially when you compare that to those who are taxed with capital gains. That's a very different tax rate. And those folks are not receiving the kind of benefits from this same tax break. So they're looking at something around 3 years that they'll be able to receive this incentive. And it's not that much money to begin with. It's kind of insulting, but we'd have to really look at that and figure out what is the appropriate rate to tax corporate leaders at, and how do we address our deficit? You know, to me, they go hand in hand. The tax rate should be tied to how long will it take us to get this deficit down and start addressing. I don't think this is something that we can tackle within 10 years, but I think taxes should be tied to our debt and nothing else. So not handouts to our buddies in corporate roles. It should be, this is the rate that we need to address the deficit that we currently have and the programs that we have to fund for the public good.
I want to talk kind of broadly about the role of government in the economy and job creation. How involved should the government be? We have, a range of answers from some of these tax cut solutions from Republicans being offered to Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, more progressive Democrats this week really going out for a full jobs guarantee program from the federal government. So what do you think the role of government is?
So I think as long as government isn't obtrusive in any way and isn't getting in the way of progress, the government should incentivize development and growth. But again, when we're talking about we have a tremendous deficit and giving out handouts that are indefinite in nature to the corporate leaderships, where are we going to get this capital from? You see them cutting social programming. So that's irresponsible. So government to me is the appropriate check and balance in society. That's the role. Appropriate regulation to make sure that, let's say, the oil company isn't dumping their waste in the river because it saves them money. You know, that's the role of government. And I see, again, when we talk about cannabis, and I'll go back to that subject as an emerging industry, yep, that I see, again, voters have voted. Government has an opportunity here to say, all right, let's stop being paternalistic and authoritarian, and let's start educating the masses and allow the marketplace for adults to get their medicine, right? And that will spur economic growth and development, and not just from the cultivation and sale of cannabis. Security, some form of banking regulation would be appropriate as well, not to mention the print shops and the labels and all the companies that make the bottles and all sorts of ancillary companies that spring up around that one industry. Now, some of these fantastic lakes around this state, they're a byproduct of government intervention and tremendous programs that the government said, look, let's develop this into a recreational space. So I love Greer's Ferry. I love going out to Lake Wachita. And, you know, they've developed electricity from these places as well. So you can look at ways to be innovative, create jobs for people during that era, and then leave a lasting legacy at the same time.
So all the candidates for the 2nd Congressional District, Clark Tucker, Paul Spencer, and Gwen Combs, support a higher minimum wage. There's some difference about what it should be. But so I want to flip the script a little bit. Have you ever thought about the concept of a maximum wage or CEO pay tied to a ratio to the lowest person in the corporation? Israel has a law that a CEO cannot make more than 44 times the amount of its lowest paid employee. Do you have any thoughts about I guess, income inequality is the question.
No, I love it, man. So I have to say, Jacob, you're the first person to ask me about a maximum wage, and I appreciate that because it differentiates getting some of the same questions we get on the campaign trail.
I've seen the debate too many times.
Right. So I think that the essence of what you're getting at truly is income inequality and how do we address it. I grew up in the 90s in a bling-bling era, and so I'm not necessarily in favor of a maximum wage, but I think we have to address income inequality in some form or fashion and talk to our corporate leadership and say, is it appropriate in your mind that your folks live this way? They work for you, and they're on government assistance. They need SNAP benefits. They need housing vouchers, and they're employed for your Fortune 500 corporation, and this is how much earnings you all took home. And I think there has to be a conversation behind closed doors, not shaming people publicly, but saying, look, people that work for you should be afforded a certain standard of living. And I don't know that $15 an hour gets them there, but I think a conversation with our corporate leadership, and maybe I'm naive on that front, but I think they'd have a listening ear, particularly when we're talking about taking care of healthcare costs. And moving that from them paying healthcare premiums for all of their employees to Medicare for All or a universal system where a lot of that cost is then shifted to the government.
I've been speaking with Jonathan Dunkley, one of four candidates for the U.S. House seat in Central Arkansas, currently occupied by Republican French Hill. The winner of the Democratic primary on May 22nd will face French Hill in November. Thanks so much.
Thank you.